Monday edition of Down to Brass Tacks, going until 2 o'clock today. The technical operator and producer with me today is John Stout. He'll be the first person you will speak with as you try to get on air today to talk about all the things that you want to talk about. There is no doubt that we are in a very serious situation as it relates to COVID-19 now. And I anticipate that, as has been happening in recent days, that will most likely be the dominant theme. However, there are some other things that people have been talking about. Somebody has sent me the sound of three kites flying overhead overnight. This is another one of those nuisances that people have to endure day after day, but especially night after night. And, you know, it comes right back to this whole discussion that some people have been generating about Barbados should do this and do that. All we need to do is to regulate. All we need to do is to make sure that we police. This kite flying problem is just another example of things that we do not police. Barbados is a country where many, many people take it upon themselves to do as they like, to exploit whatever loopholes there may be in the law, and to ignore what they impose on other people. At a time in this country where people are having to deal with COVID-19, community spread, and, you know, you hear so much about who is in Harrison's Point and who is at Blackman Gallup, who is in hospital. People have so much stress right now. And they got, especially grown men, because do not fool yourself. Many of the people who are flying these kites at night are no kids. These are big, hardback men who have absolutely no kind of concern for the kind of pain and suffering that they impose on other people in this country. But that's where Barbados is. If you want to get something done, you have to be drastic around here. That's the only language that some people know. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, morning.
How are you doing, David?
I'm fine.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, all right. This is only my opinion. Mm-hmm. I am fed up hearing the Minister of Health saying that he or they are on top of every COVID situation that comes up in the island. My opinion, too, if I am on top of something, you can keep it down. I am annoyed hearing that he, after announcing that he had a COVID test in the geriatric hospital, okay, the staff was given the rapid test. He didn't say they're investigating because they don't know how the person got it. Yet he is telling us that he is on top. I believe that he's not. If he's on top of it, even standing on top, he will keep it down. Okay, put that aside. I want to know why persons are sent home from the COVID facilities and not getting you get one test that say they're positive. I understand they're supposed to get two tests reading negative, and what I'm saying is facts. They are not getting, they're sending home people from Black Mongolia that without getting the second, those two tests that reading negative. And thirdly, I want to know why people are being readmitted to Harrison's cave. I mean, Harrison's facility. You know what I mean, too. Sorry, it's a cave. Your take on those three questions, please, the statement and two questions.
Well, I think that people who are in the position that the Minister of Health is in, they find themselves in a very difficult situation because they are trying their best to avoid what is called panic. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they can find that people believe that they are covering up vital information. And you have two different camps. You have people who say, tell me what it is so that I may be able to respond. And then there are those who effectively say, don't tell me, because if you tell me, I'm going to panic. Mm-hmm. The person in the middle has to look at it from this angle, though. Ultimately, his mission is to carry a credible message to the people of Barbados that he serves. Mm-hmm. And if anything undermines his credibility, that's it. Because it therefore means that anything you say after credibility is lost, mm-hmm. you've effectively wasted your time, because you it is empty to people. And therefore, where we are right now does not indicate to anybody in Barbados that the government of Barbados is in control. You can't be in control if your testing mm-hmm. has yes. been compromised. You just can't. Mm-hmm. All right? So mm-hmm. they may say that, and they may perhaps say, but you know, the people who are in the media and stuff should really cooperate with us by just echoing exactly what we have said, because they know as well as we do that we are here trying to create an environment of stability. But if it rings hollow to so many people out there, do you really expect us to sit down here and support that?
I understand, you know,
and I can tell you something else too. You know, some of them you can't reach. Mm-hmm. I want to find out. I am telling you, I've been through an experience recently. I don't talk about these things because I like to give people a little bit of time and stuff. Mm-hmm. But on important matters, I've tried to reach certain of these people in government, the ministers.
You can't get them.
You can't reach them. They don't return your calls. They don't send back a message. They nothing. They treat you with utter contempt and disrespect.
Disrespect, yes.
But they want
yes.
to be respected by people in this country.
But every 5 years, they can reach us, though.
Well, you know, I don't think that this is a 5-year experience. And I want to say, specifically, mm-hmm. I think Barbadians need to hear, where is their Minister of Labor in all of this?
Yes, he should be involved.
He has been missing in action for quite some time.
yeah.
Okay? We need yes. to know. There are too many labor issues in this country mm-hmm. that need to be talked about. They have been exacerbated now by this additional lockdown. Mm-hmm. Where is the Minister of Labor?
Sitting down, listening quietly, quietly.
Mm-hmm. You can't, you know. The other day we had a situation there where ransomware. You try to reach the minister responsible for that. Can't reach her at all to this day.
Mm-hmm.
An important issue because, to be more specific, the... one company at least, was asked to pay a ransom because mm-hmm. their data was breached, cybersecurity wow. breached. Uh-huh. A big issue in this country. I haven't even heard a word from her yet. Mm-hmm. Why is she being paid? You know, these are legitimate questions that we have to ask.
Yes, and we need answers.
And they need to respond to people, not to me specifically,
to the nation.
But you've got to respond to the public need.
Yes.
That is why you are being paid.
That's okay? Money.
And I sat down and I said nothing about this for quite some time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, enough is enough.
Yeah,
We have a crisis of one sort or the other here and now. The people uh-huh. who are paid by the taxpayers of Barbados to address these issues are expected to rise to the occasion. You can pick and choose who you want to talk to. You don't have to speak to me. But at the end of it all, you still have to address these issues in the public domain. You can't sit down on them forever.
David, I trust you. I know you're going to represent us. And you keep on fighting, okay? And, you know, it's an honor. Leave the belt. Bring them down. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Down to Brass Stacks. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Morning. Hello? How are you? Yes, morning.
I'm all right. And yourself?
I'm okay.
You're trying to steer yourself on all things. You and I don't always see eye to eye, but I wonder, oh, yeah, not bad happened to you, and I'm not saying that to impress you. I agree with what the first caller said when she began about the Minister of Health, and I also agree with you about the Minister of Labor. It seems as though, if I better let that one, but we're going to say it may not sit down well. The Attorney General said that if you're asthmatic or have medical issues, you will not be required to wear a mask. My concern is, in regards to these medical issues, would you have to have some written document on your on all things in case you're stopped by the police or whoever that you can produce to show that you indeed are suffering from these issues? Or is it just a matter of saying, well, I'm asthmatic? Because I think that is something that should have been said. Because anybody can say, I'm asthmatic, I got medical issues. What proof would the person have that they indeed, and I think that some form of documentation to be produced to state that you are indeed suffering from the medical issues that you are suffering from.
But can't that be done by your doctor?
Yeah, but
you can't you ask your doctor for some kind of letter or so, if you feel that way, which you carry with you from time to time? So
yes,
that if you are stopped in those circumstances, you can produce the letter and show the doctor?
I'm saying that you should have that letter on your person, right?
Well, so what stops anybody from doing that right now?
No, what I don't think you're understanding me, you know. What I'm saying, let's say I'm not asthmatic, and I'm stuck, and I'm not wearing a mask. And the police ask me, or whoever, why you're not wearing a mask? I said, I'm asthmatic. Do you have any documentation or anything that would suggest that you are indeed asthmatic? No. So what I'm saying, as Jesus said, you should have that documentation from your doctor, but you should have it on your person at all times. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to go too much into this, or go into that, because this thing about the, Mr. Gwinnett, Kevin Gwinnett, and the statements he made yesterday in the paper that we are soon going to be back on. I don't have the paper in front of me, so I don't want to quote him and misquote him. If I had the paper, I would have spoken about it, but I will do that a later time. Anyhow, you enjoy your bounce here, dear.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Dr. Brastax.
Good morning.
Yes, morning.
Hi. Just in response to the gentleman that the last caller, it's okay if you are asthmatic or whatever, as you had indicated to him, you get something from your doctor. It is time enough that we, Bajans, be uplifted and be educated. And you know what? If you are in that bad need, you get something from your doctor saying, well, okay, I have to wear a bracelet, something or other that they can identify with you. Right? Secondly, on calling of ministers and everything, some of us ask some questions that I think that the ministers do repeat over and over and over again. But there are the social media bloggers that come and stir up a lot of confusion in Bajan's head. And instead of they listen to the relevant source, which I listen to the VOB, which is true, I get my sources, my information from y'all too. But instead of they do that, you know what? No. They go, they listen, and then they're confused. You understand? If it is that something is happening and the minister come and he says, well, okay, we are on top of whatever, which means they're on top. This is a pandemic. This is something that everybody is going through, and it is new to everybody. We are trying means and ways. Huh? But we can't just go ahead and let everything as something happen. Oh, I got to phone the minister to ask if we could go downtown because there's an asthmatic. It's not, no. Come on. What I'm trying to say is we have to educate ourselves and take time and read. And I hope that this 2 weeks is a time that we can reflect and sit down and read and understand what is really going on. Find out there's the information out there All we need to do is read it. I don't know if you agree with me, but I know what I'm saying is accurate.
Well, I don't know what specifically you're talking about. You're speaking in very general terms, so I would want to hold on to something. I don't know what you're talking about specifically.
Okay, first thing you was talking about, you're caring, you can't, you're trying to get through to the minister, but the lady was saying to the minister, you're not hearing what they're saying, they're saying they're on top of it. Yes, we have to be on top of everything that's happened. It's a new pandemic. And Debbie, you can do this through your radio too.
Do
because
what?
The same way people has come and they come on the radio and they ask questions and stuff, I believe you, sometimes you sit down, you have interviews with other people and you know that what they say. And you can actually relate, well, this is what happened when I spoke with them, or this is what they were saying.
So obviously, when those situations occur, I don't do it. As far as you are concerned,
you don't hear me do that.
You don't hear me share the information that I already have.
You're right.
You sound as though you don't listen to me at all.
That's not true. I said that you can do it.
I'm saying to you that it is done. So
yes,
not just
but what I'm saying
asking,
is, some people I hear and some
you
people
are asking
come
more
back
of me.
Than,
you are asking more of me than I believe I can do. I am not here as the spokesman for the government. I am here to assist with information wherever I believe that information is required. I ask people in government and outside of government to share that information. But let me also say to you that there are situations where information shared should also be repeated for reinforcement. And, you know, to a large extent, it is the government information bureaucracy that is going to be responsible for doing that. They will be assisted from time to time by private sector. But the first responsibility is theirs to make sure that if a minister has made an important statement that is worthy of being repeated, that it is not just said once, but it is repeated. The government must, I must tell you, in general terms, they have at the beginning of this pandemic, and now they've been doing so yet again with a greater degree of frequency. They've been putting out information not only on radio, but they put out that information online as well and using the social media. But they can't necessarily answer all of the questions or all of the important questions. That's where we come into the picture, because we want to give the people in authority the opportunity to hear what are some of the concerns, to get the feedback, to be able to assess that feedback against the backdrop of the information that they have. I don't think that we retreat from the position of sharing the information that we have. But remember,
but
this.
But you constantly have to do it, Mr. Ellis. You have
because
to
it's
have
dynamic.
To keep doing it. You constantly have to do it. And I heard there was, I think it's 2 weeks ago, a gentleman called and he will ask you this question. Why bring Ambassador Liz Thompson in when you can't give somebody else that money to do the job here? And I was like, well, she is the ambassador already. So who says she's getting extra pay? She's doing what she's supposed to be doing. You know?
So but who was supposed to answer that question, me?
But he asked you the question.
Are you look foolish? That's for me to really answer for true?
Oh,
that's to the government to answer. That's not for me to answer. You really expecting too much of me. I'm telling you that.
But not that I expect much of you, because I wouldn't expect much of you anyhow. But what I'm trying to say is...
Well, thank you very much for that.
Listen,
let me tell you something, ma'am. As far as I am concerned, there is only so much that I, as a private media practitioner, can do for the government. If you want more than that, then go and look for somebody who is paid by the government to do that job, okay?
Not me, that if I want it, but what I mean is, David, you don't realize that people listen to you. They listen to you.
Listen, ma'am, I've told you already, what you are asking of me is too much. I am not the Hercules of information. You are asking too much. You're going too far. Okay? And as you just said, in any case, you don't expect much of me anyhow. Okay? So have a good day.